When Canadian-born R&B singer Melanie Fiona made her debut album, The Bridge, in 2009, she made it a point to do no collaborations, even though they were the ticket to increased record sales. Some people told her it was a risk, but the risk paid off. Her single, It Kills Me, became her breakout song, sending her to the Billboard Hot 100 for 10 weeks. Now, after winning 2 Grammys, Melanie Fiona is all about collaborations. Her new album, The MF Life, features songs with J. Cole, John Legend, and Nas. Even with the release of her new album this week, Fiona is still reeling from her Grammy wins.
It feels like what it should feel in the definition of dreams come true, if that makes sense. It's an amazing feeling, and this particular award is such a humbling experience. And, you know, to know that I've made music history and the Academy recognizes me forever, I'll be a 2-time Grammy Award-winning artist, if nothing else, it's an amazing feeling. I'll probably stay on cloud 9 for as long as I can.
When you got up for your acceptance speech, you got up to the microphone and you said, "Hi, everyone, I'm Melanie Fiona."
What a goof.
Why did you feel like you had to introduce yourself?
Because I felt like I was meeting the world for the first time.
Right.
I know when I look back at that, I laugh. I crack up because I say, "What? You're so goofy." And you come up there in this like gown and makeup and everybody's expecting this, you know, this very serious. And I come up there goofy. "Hi, everyone. I'm Melanie Fiona. And it is nice to meet all of you." Because that's how I felt. You know, I've been attending the Grammys for the last 3 years and, you know, have been nominated and never won. And just, you know, I just felt like, wow, I'm finally meeting everybody for the first time.
Tell me about the title of this album, The MF Life. I mean, I have to say, we sat around trying to figure out if this is the MF as in Melanie Fiona, or if you're saying, of course, the obvious other.
Wow. Let's get the
scoop.
That's perfect. It's actually doing exactly what it's supposed to. It's supposed to make you think. Hmm. And it's really up for interpretation. Some people automatically are like, oh, yeah, her initials are MF. It's Melanie Fiona. And then some people are like, MF is magnificent, fantastic, or other all puns ruder intended.
Mm-hmm.
It's all perception, which is what I want this album to be. I wanted it to be a collection of music and songs that make people think about the things that we actually go through and feel, and to acknowledge that.
Well, let's listen to one of the tracks from the album. This is a single that's getting a lot of airplay right now. Here's 4 a.m.
I don't think my baby is calling somebody else, baby. And I can't sit still. Look how gone it got me. Who knew that my heart could ever bruise? You see this scar here on my chest? I'm hurting, and he don't even care.
That's Melanie Fiona with the track 4 a.m. off her new album. Some of the men that come up in some of the lyrics in the song, they're not, how should I put this, they're not quality. I mean, are you getting even maybe a little bit?
No, you know, the thing is that it's actually not that they're not quality. They're actually just human. And not everybody is right for you, right? That's why you generally maybe find love once in your lifetime. Or you get married once in your lifetime, or 3 times if you're lucky. Who knows? Whatever your perception is. But it's just about acknowledging what every situation is about, you know? For example, in the album, there's a song called Running, you know, speaking about being tired of working on a love.
Shouldn't have to cry.
Necessarily a bad guy, but maybe he's just not right for me or right for you, and that's just the reality of it. You know, not everybody is going to be Prince Charming.
I'm speaking with Grammy Award-winning R&B singer Melanie Fiona, and her new album is called The MF Life. I want to listen to another track from the album right now, which is Watch Me Work.
Yes.
Show them that you're here to stay. Tell them what you love.
This song, Watch Me Work, is so different than the others. I mean, it's almost rock and roll.
Yeah.
Where did this come from?
It's rock and soul. You know, it comes from my background, my love of just music. You know, in the first album, if you listen to The Bridge, I had Bang Bang on there, which was rock and soul. It was my Tina Turner, and it's my moment to really let loose on stage and to be able to have that kind of aggression and attitude and sass. It is definitely a side of me, and I needed to have that on this album, and Watch Me Work is that. And in keeping in the theme of the ups and downs of love, that song is about stepping out of the shadows and being unapologetic for who you are and, you know, putting the spotlight on yourself and having people pay attention to you. There's nothing wrong with that, you know, owning who you are.
Well, speaking of that spotlight, I mean, you've written a lot of songs for Rihanna, who's getting a lot of heat right now for doing two new collaborations with Chris Brown. We know a little bit about their story with the physical abuse and the restraining orders and so on. And now you're stepping up into that limelight and becoming famous. Do you feel that pressure to be a role model, to have to represent for young girls?
You know, I definitely do. I take what I do very seriously. I consider myself to be a responsible person in general, not just because I'm in the public eye. But, you know, it's one thing when it's just you having to reflect on yourself, but it's another thing when you have the world reflecting and commenting. So, you know, I do. I take it very seriously. I do give myself a break because I am human and I'm not perfect. And there are going to be things that I'm going to have to go through publicly that, you know, are going to be difficult for me. But I feel like as long as my integrity and my heart, I think, is in the right place, and I keep that integrity honest with my fans, that, you know, anything I might need a pass for or forgiveness for or, you know, a second chance for, I think is what people, I think, are okay with. I think they just need to feel like you mean it and you're honest about what's happening to you.
Mm. You did a lot of collaborations on the MF Life, Nas, John Legend, and here's the song This Time, which you did with J. Cole.
Yeah.
You can't rewrite the past. All I can do is sing. This time, I'm doing much better. Love you like I never loved you before. Baby, oh baby, baby, this time, I'm giving my heart and soul.
That's the song This Time with J. Cole. Is this the way we're going with selling records? Is this, you got to do collaborations if you want to get your records off the shelf?
I think there is there's two sides to that, you know. I think it's all selective. On my first album, I made the conscious decision to have zero features. I wanted it to be about me and my art and, you know, people to digest who I am there. Now, my mode of collaboration on and off this album and with all the artists, Nas and J. Cole, B.O.B., these are just artists that I actually respect and I love and want to work with and want their energy on my songs.
When the girl of his dreams is the same when they wake him up. This time.
So much of this album seems to be about learning from mistakes. Is that how you see it?
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Too often people focus on the sadness of some of the records, and that's not what it is. And I hope that the people listening get that I am not a downtrodden, sad, negative person or woman. I'm very strong. I consider myself to be a very strong woman because I acknowledge the things that I've been through. I'm not afraid to speak about them. I'm not afraid to go through the range of emotions that it is to deal with them and to be better for it so that I don't make the same mistakes twice. That's the point of life, I think. You know, if when you start doing the same things over and over and again and you're expecting a different outcome, that's insanity. I say these things and I sing about these things because I have learned so much about myself through my highs and my lows. And I think that that's what I hope people are inspired to do when they hear my story and hear their story through my album.
That's two-time Grammy winner Melanie Fiona, and she spoke with me from our studios in New York. Her new album, The MF Life, is out now. Thanks so much, Melanie, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear songs from The MF Life at nprmusic.org. Just feel your head.
why. Then you're caught living a lie again. It's sad that all he ever said was that he loved me.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Laura Sullivan. Check out our weekly podcast, The Best of Weekends on All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendATC. We're back with a whole new hour of radio tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.